It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks, no cash access, and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
And that'll be Randy Meyer, Fox 9 News anchor, joining us tonight here, courtesy of the John Schuster Call Banker Hotline. Randy, it's been a while since we last chatted. How you been?
Good, Henry. How about you?
I'm doing pretty good. Just trying to stay warm, man. You know, this little cold time for the last week has been a little bit, you know, kind of frustrating. It's not been too cold, but you get what I mean. Trying to stay warm.
Yeah. You know, the cold doesn't bother me, but I'm struggling a little bit about this lack of snow thing. I like to snowmobile, and my wife and I like to cross-country ski and do other things, and this is sucking wind, I got to say.
You like to ski?
No, love to ski. Yep.
Have you ever done the Berkey?
Yep. My wife and I have both done the Cordy, which is the shortened version of the Berkey. We've done that several times.
Oh, man. That whole entire situation and setup, man, is super cool. Yeah. I've been up there to Hayward, Wisconsin, been a part of it. I'm friends with the executive director up there. He's actually going to come on the show next week. So it's a really cool vibe. It's very unique. It's very different. So I really do enjoy that. So, yeah, you know, you're right. Like, if a person's about that particular thing that they like to do in their downtime, yeah, it hasn't been the greatest, I guess, the last couple winters. Because remember last winter, the Berkey, they had to alter it because of the lack of snow.
Yeah, they had to make it a loop, and they had to bring a bunch of snow in. It was crazy.
Yep.
You know, we didn't, for the first time since I have, my college buddies and I do this, we do at least once in the late January, do a college buddy snowmobile trip where we leave from my buddy's cabin up near Hayward, and we head north, and we spend 2 or 3 or 4 days, depending on the weather, snowmobiling. Last year was the first year in 20 years where we just couldn't go. There was no snow. The sled sat in the garage, and that was it. And this year is, unfortunately, shaping up the same.
Yeah. No, I'm totally with you, man, and that is unfortunate. The one thing I will say finally about the Berkey, there's one thing that I need the people in Hayward to do. They got to build another hotel. Like, it's just like you. We need more places for people to stay because I've never been able to. I've had to drive up like the day of or the morning of because it's. And I do have a friend that I could stay with, but it's just one of those things where I wish they had another hotel or two because that place, it's jam packed.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape. Real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier entirely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
And there's not enough places for everybody to stay because so many people have to drive in from other surrounding towns.
Well, Henry, my cabin is 20 minutes from there. If you're off, you're always welcome.
All right. That's good to know. Yeah. Hey, let me start with you tonight with this. How many other, and I think I probably have asked you this question before, but how many other markets have you worked in outside of Minnesota or Minneapolis?
Sure. Well, I started in La Crosse. So back in the day, that would have been at that time it was the 132nd market in the country. And keep in mind that there are 205 TV markets. So it was well down on the market list. And from there, I went to Huntington, Charleston, West Virginia, which at the time was the 40th market in the country, to an NBC station. It was a CBS station in La Crosse. And then from there, I went to the Fox Networks Entertainment Division in Los Angeles, and they positioned me in Sydney, Australia for two seasons. And when that show was canceled because a stupid show called The Simpsons was brought on board, I said to my wife, I go, can you believe they're canceling our show for a dumb cartoon that'll never work? And it's, as you know, the longest running show on network television. But anyway.
Yeah.
And then from there, when that show was canceled, I came to the Twin Cities to KSTP, the ABC station here. Was there for 13 years. And then from there, I went to NBC and MSNBC in New York for 5 years. And then back here, and I've been here now at Fox 9 for 14 years.
Yeah. Yeah, and I figured, yeah, we hit you with The Simpsons right there. The reason why I specifically asked that question is because I knew you had been in maybe one or two other different spots. I didn't realize you had been to that many areas or different markets. It's because I was curious as to if you've had to live through and work through a significant weather situation, and like when you look at California and you look at LA and what they're dealing with the fires and all that stuff, whatever, that's a pretty significant thing that those people are having to go through and deal with. And you see that people are losing their, you know, they've had people that have died. People are losing their homes. My sister sent me pictures of far off in the distance from her apartment where she's showing that there's fire nearby. So like the only thing that I have had to deal with as a radio professional was when I was in Kansas City, maybe like 6 or 7 years ago, there was a significant ice storm. And people will say, well, hold on, it's just an ice storm. But in Kansas City, like, that is a pretty big deal there when people are slipping and sliding all over, and it's very dangerous, and the entire, you know, city is shut down, and the highways are shut down, and they don't want people driving at all. And they just had that recently over the weekend. They had their biggest snow in a long, long time, like 12 inches on Sunday and a massive ice storm on Saturday. What's been one of the bigger things that you've had to kind of deal with and cover?
Well, I mean, I've covered the hurricanes when I was at MSNBC. Katrina was a big one, obviously. So to answer your question specifically, having lived in an area where I've had to live through that, other than Minnesota and our blizzards, let's talk about the blizzard of 91, which obviously I was here for, living here for. But, yeah, I think I've been very fortunate. Obviously, you know, we have tornadoes, and I've covered numerous tornadoes. But never have to actually live through a scenario like what we're seeing in California now, where it's just onslaught of fire. And then the mudslides that follow in a situation like that. You know, you think of the city of Dallas right now that, you know, we're just talking about tonight, that they're predicting 6 to 8 inches of snow in Dallas. Well, imagine that.
Yeah.
Right?
It's crazy.
They can't deal with that stuff. They sit around and wait for it to melt. I think I've been very fortunate. Tail end of hurricanes, when I was out in New York, New Jersey, we'd have some of those that would blow in off the Atlantic. But Minnesota and our snow and tornadoes is pretty much it for me.
Yeah, we are really lucky in that we don't get some of the severe weather that other areas of the country get. And when the average Minnesotan, you know, hears about an ice storm in Kansas City or Dallas, whatever, they don't really have a good perspective on it because it's pretty significant how it hits those areas. I remember years ago, it was probably like 15 years ago, I was scheduled to go to NBA All-Star. Maybe it was less than 15 years ago, but I was scheduled to go to NBA All-Star in Dallas, Texas. And I had to cancel my trip not because of the weather here. It was because I was here and couldn't get to Dallas because of the air travel getting to Dallas because of the storms, because of the ice. So it's pretty significant.
Yeah, yeah, it is. And it's funny you should ask that question because Kelsey and I were on the air last night, you know, covering this and watching this happen in California. And we turned to each other and said, you know what? We are so lucky where we live. Even the worst weather that we have, it's not as catastrophic as what we see happening there.
Yeah, yeah. We're talking to Randy Meyer from Fox 9 News here on the Lake Show News Talk, A30 WCCO. All right, so tonight on the Fox 9 News, what are some of the top headlines and items that you guys will be diving into?
Well, we have assigned a reporter to the California fire, so we'll go in depth on that as well. Ian's going to – one of the interesting things you'll see tonight is – people have a hard time sort of visualizing what, you know, 1,300 acres is, or 3,000 acres, or now up to 15 or 16,000 acres, the size of these fires. So we're going to overlay over the Twin Cities so people can kind of really see what the magnitude, the size of these uncontrolled fires are. So we'll cover that. We're also going to dig into, there's a situation going on in the Twin Cities. Two large rental companies with complexes are being sued by the state of Minnesota for colluding in their pricing. And what they're accused of doing is the ownership groups would call each other and say, hey, what are you guys, this is what they're alleging. Hey, what are you guys going to charge this time around? And so they end up ratcheting up rent, you know, in a collusion type situation,
yep.
Which is illegal, by the way. And so Mike Manzoni is going to dig into that and the lawsuit and what the details of what's being alleged are for renters here in the Twin Cities. We're staying with the Vikings. We're obviously the Viking station, so we're taking a look at that. There is a chance, as you probably know, that this game might get moved based on these fires.
Yep.
So we'll look at that, and that one's still very much up in the air. So we'll keep a close eye on that. Jim Rich is covering that, and so it's a busy night.
I wonder how Jim Rich and Ahmad Hicks and the entire crew kind of took the loss on Sunday night.
Well, I think most people were a little shell-shocked at Sam Darnold's performance. Obviously, the defense had their hands full, which is a very, very good. The Vikings defense is one of the best in the league, obviously. I think the most eyeballs were raised over Darnold's inability under pressure in a high-pressure game to hit his targets.
Yeah.
And so there's been a lot said about that. As you've probably heard, the coaching staff is worried a bit. This is a kind of a one-off. They look at that and go, no, this happens. And he's perfectly capable, and you'll see that on Monday night. But it certainly did raise some eyebrows, and it does sort of it'll start to bleed into what happens in this next game. How does that equate to Sam Darnold's future? Is he a $100 million quarterback for someone else or for the Vikings or not?
Yeah.
So those questions will all be looked at closely over the next game.
Yeah. Hey, Randy, man, you're the best, man. I appreciate the time tonight, my man.
I appreciate you. Thanks for letting me butt in.
All right. Talk to you later. That's Randy Meyer, Fox 9 news anchor, joining us here on The Lake Show, courtesy of the John Schuster Cole Banker Hotline.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego sets play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at Ring.com.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier entirely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. Flavors. Art. Neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
Having insurance isn't the same as having State Farm. It's like needing a best man speech, but getting one from some random plus one.
I am honored to be standing here today, also confused and a little hungry. Does anyone want to switch entrees? Pretty sure I checked beef.
You wouldn't settle for just any speech, so don't settle for just any insurance. Get the real deal with State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.